Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
A wild finish to the weekend sports with all kinds of stories busting out. KU survives a scare against UTEP. They come from behind to win 67-62, and it was closer than that. Of course, everyone at Kansas is talking about football coach Les Miles. Miles' former school, LSU, released findings of its investigation in the athletic department, and it paints a terrible picture of Miles' conduct toward women in 2013. LSU banned him from contact with females, and the report concludes Miles did all kinds of sordid things that get people fired or worse. This could cost him his job at KU. We'll explore if that's fair. The Kansas City Royals announced they're going to start the season with 10,000 fans at Kauffman Stadium. Seems a little low to me, but this is progress. The Royals say they plan to increase that number as the months go by during the season. And Chiefs fans are laughing and crying after the Chiefs announce a sponsorship for the naming rights of the field at Arrowhead. They actually think people are going to say, Geehaw Field at Arrowhead Stadium? Geehaw? Am I even saying that right? I don't know. It's Government Employees Health Association. It's healthcare for government workers. Oh, brother. KKHI is brought to you by Elite Automation. Elite Automation does great things for buildings. Make your building great again and lower your energy costs with Elite Automation. Online at EliteAutomate.com. They will build for you a custom control panel, high tech, that is going to save you thousands and thousands of dollars in your building over time. Maybe even monthly, depending on what you're spending. They're that good. They also have a consulting branch that will come in without buying anything, and they'll help you lower your energy costs. And when you do, Elite shares in your savings. So it doesn't cost you anything. You both make money. Why not check it out online at EliteAutomate.com. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC, and Excelsior Springs. Customers at Roberts Robinson say, we just make it easy. And it really is easy. Got a great lineup of everything Chevy, Buick, GMC. You want to talk about a selection of SUVs? You can literally go to the lot there in Excelsior Springs and drive multiple SUVs from all three brands. Very, very different. What a selection they have. Should check them out. Ask for Mike on the showroom floor or any of the courteous staff that they have there. They treat you professionally and with respect. They also go the extra mile. They'll pick up your car, service it for you, and return it to you, no matter where you live. Who does that? Roberts Robinson does. Online at robertsrobinson.com, where you can shop, click, and drive. And Back 9 Development, online at back9development.com. TJ and his folks are building the Solheim at Grandmere. Condominiums beginning at $249,000. These are upscale. They are wonderful investment properties. Or if you work Topeka, Manhattan, in that area, and spend a lot of nights there on business, I know people that are doing this, and these are fantastic condominiums on the golf course. The beautiful Flint Hills of Kansas, the Colbert Hills Golf Course, spectacular setting. Back9development.com. They're a custom builder, and now they're doing condos for the first time. You want to check that out? Go to back9development.com, and check out the Solheim at Grandmere. A lot going on. Les Miles in some hot water. The Chiefs adding a name to the field at Arrowhead, and the Royals are taking in fans right now on KKHI. Hit it!
Sports, politics, life. B-Stock Electronics Outlet Store presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at bstock.net.
All right, we've got a shorter podcast for you than normal here at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues as we're traveling to Arizona, but a couple of big things happen on Thursday that we have to address and get into a podcast, and I know that they're on your mind and they're on everybody's mind as we had a flurry of things happen later in the day on Thursday. So I wanted to get this done as we're traveling, and of course we'll have some great, great editions of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues next week from Surprise, Arizona with the Kansas City Royals and the games that they'll be playing. We've got Ryan LaFever lined up, Todd Lebo in a chat that we've already put in the can. We just sat down yesterday and just told stories like crazy. You're going to love this from things back in the day. We're going to have some Royals updates, of course, some baseball programming. We're on our way to Arizona, but some things are going on that need to be addressed here. And hope you get a chance to listen either on Friday or over the weekend. The first of which, we won't spend much time on the Kansas game. Kansas trailed all night against UTEP. I don't know if they phoned it in. We know North Carolina had some trouble earlier. They scheduled Northeastern at the last minute, and they won that game. But then they scheduled Marquette and lost it, and it looked like all night long Kansas was going to lose this game. But they come back and they get it. They finally get their first lead with like a minute to go. And then it's dicey at the end. It's tied. Marcus Garrett with a big basket and then a turnover by UTEP. And KU goes on to win at 67-65. So they get the win. So no giant headline there other than Kansas certainly didn't play as well as they did against Baylor last Saturday. The big story in Lawrence, though, is football coach Les Miles. And this is starting to really look bad for Les Miles. And I'm not a defender of his conduct. I don't know what he did or didn't do. So let's just start right there. I'm not going to defend trash him for his conduct because I don't know. You don't know anything that goes on in these cases. But an independent law firm was hired to investigate at Louisiana State conduct that was going on within the athletic department that was abusive in nature. And Les Miles is right at the center of this thing. And it paints a terrible picture that the school knew of things that he was doing to women on campus, students, girls, young ladies. He was banned from contact with females. He was texting them on his phone. He had in-person visits with them to his condominium. He allegedly kissed a student in a car twice and told her he could really help in her career if she'd go to a hotel with him. This stuff is just piling up on Les Miles. They have witnesses who say he had a hiring practice for recruiting weekends. This is old school. This has happened a million times. It happens everywhere. But it doesn't look good when they out you for this and they say this was your mandate. Les Miles mandated that the girls that they hired for recruiting weekends all be blonde and attractive to entertain the recruits when they came to town. The lawyer for Les Miles calls this baseless, inaccurate media reports. Well, the media are reporting now what LSU's investigation has found, and they're putting it out. And this sounds sordid. It sounds legit. It sounds awful. It sounds like he had a problem. But I will ask the question that is pertinent here. He's not the coach at LSU. They didn't suspend him at the time. They didn't fire him at the time. He won a national championship at LSU. Maybe we should be looking above Les Miles and saying the real problem here in charge of Les Miles that took no action, even when they thought this stuff was going on. Certainly, if Les Miles did these things, it's horrific. It's terrible. It shouldn't happen. But again, he was not suspended. He was not fired. The big question for Kansas is, does it matter what he did there? If he's been at Kansas now for 3 years and he's never done any of this, none of this. I mean, no sight of it, no sight, no sound, no nothing. I mean, the only thing I hear around campus with Les Miles is they think he's losing it a little bit. You know, like I think he has a driver now. Some people drive him around, help him do this, help him do that. I think there's some of that. There's plenty of reasons to get rid of Les Miles, including the fact that they don't win. There's a financial piece to the puzzle that is not good for Kansas. Kansas financially in the athletic department is a disaster right now. They're just a disaster, and they don't want to pay off Les Miles. They want to line up in the fall, lose their 10 football games or 12 football games, however many they play, and then get rid of him because of the buyout and what they'd owe him and all that stuff. The question is, if Kansas believes this happened, do they believe the investigation? Do they believe the lawyers? Do they say, look, this conduct's awful. We can't have this following you here at Kansas. You're terminated here. I think that's coming. I think some people in Lawrence are going to start banging a drum to get rid of Les Miles. I think there will be women's advocates, women's rights groups that will come forward and say, this can't stand. This man has to be punished. This is cancel culture. It doesn't matter. There was once upon a time, the things that he is accused of doing here were commonplace in America. They were not even considered wrong. They weren't. And I don't think that year was 2013, but this was commonplace through, you know, the beginning of time in this country until when? Maybe the 80s or 90s it started to slow down? Men in power used it for sex. They did. And Les Miles doing that in 2013 is bad, but it's also 8 years ago. And if he hasn't done anything at Kansas, is it fair? If he changed, if he learned, if he has been an outstanding boss with, you know, nobody, not one single complaint about any workplace conduct at Kansas, is it fair to terminate him for what he did at LSU? I think it's a legitimate question to ask. I think Kansas will have to make that decision itself. If it brings negative publicity and notoriety to school, the answer is yes, that's going to happen. I don't know what this story will turn into. It could balloon into something gigantic, or it could go away because it's been a long time ago. And the lawyer is saying, and he makes a pretty good point. Les Miles' lawyer says, look, they didn't suspend my guy. They didn't fire him. They didn't do anything. Now they're saying 8 years later, he did all this horrible stuff. Well, why weren't they doing something about it then? So it does resonate a little bit when they make the argument, this is just not true. These people are saying things, it's not true. The school would have acted. On the stuff you're hearing right now, you would like to think the school would have acted, even if their coach was a national champion caliber coach, which he was. So I really, you know, I'm an opinionated guy. I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't want to be the guy on a podcast that says it looks like he's just defending men. I don't want to be that. I don't. If Les Miles did this, he's a pig. He's an absolute pig. And I think I'd fire him if I were the AD at Kansas. But I'd have to ask him, did you do this stuff? I got to find something other than this report. I don't know. Maybe they know somebody at LSU. Maybe you find somebody that you trust that says, yes, this stuff occurred. And he's gone. I don't think he's in any real legal trouble here unless he's been doing this at Kansas. And that may come out. Maybe he's a creeper. Maybe he's Creepy Joe. Maybe he likes to sniff hair like our president. You know, it's a generational thing. They're all about the same age. We know this about the generation. People in the 70s and in their 70s and 80s right now have lived completely different lives than people that are younger than them, with different protocols, different norms, different ways, different social behaviors. But still, we saw Governor Cuomo in that picture where he's got his hands around the girl's neck, and you know he's a hair sniffer, whatever that is. There are creepy dudes out there, creepy old guys in power, and it's got to stop. But I think it's a fair and legitimate question to ask. If Les Miles has done nothing wrong at Kansas, why should Kansas punish him? This is going to be a very, very interesting story going forward. I think where we are in our culture is the cancel culture is here, and it doesn't matter if you've been perfect at Kansas. You're going to pay for your sins from years ago somewhere else. I sense that's where this is headed, and Les Miles, it's bad. I mean, the stuff you read about this stuff is bad. Kissing girls in his car, asking them for in-person visits to his condo, telling one young lady that if she would go to the hotel, it would certainly help her career. I mean, that's just awful. Absolutely awful. And the school did ban him from contact with some females. So that's in play there as well. We'll keep an eye on this Les Miles story. It's getting bigger and bigger. I didn't do much on it when it first started leaking out because I thought, well, we don't know. This is the actual report now that's out. And it looks like the independent investigation by LSU finds that he wasn't alone. There were other creepers and other bad things going on in the athletic department. And there are still a large number of employees there now that were there then. And we can only assume that they've been interviewed and said things and corroborated this. We can only assume that. That's where this thing is. It doesn't look very good for Les Miles. The Chiefs announced that they have named the field at Arrowhead Stadium. GEHA, is that even how you say it? This is Government Employees Health. The Government Employees Health Association, right? GEHA. You've seen the logo. They're the training camp sponsor. Nobody really knows what it is. It's headquartered in Lee's Summit. And I think it is what it is. GEICO, by the way, you've heard of GEICO. That's Government Employees Insurance Company. Now, of course, anybody can buy GEICO now. So we have these insurance firms that were set up for government employees or military, and now they're basically for everyone. And I think that's what GEHA is. And they're getting bigger and bigger, and they want to get their name out there, and they want to get more people to sign up for their health insurance. And so they want to, they can't get the name Arrowhead Stadium until the cancel culture gets it. I suspect at some point that will be offensive to call it Arrowhead Stadium, and it will have to come off. But for now, it's GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Some Chiefs fans are just livid, just totally, completely miffed and upset that the Chiefs have done this. Others, like me, are kind of laughing at it, going, there ain't nobody calling that thing GEHA Field. I'm sorry, they're not. They may call it Mahomes Field or something like, I mean, God bless GEHA, and I know they're spending a bunch of money here with the Chiefs. Nobody's going to call it that. They may get Al Michaels to say it on the intro of Sunday Night Football. You know, we're live at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, because we've seen that before, right? Invesco Field at Mile High is what they called it for a while, right? So, yes, they'll probably get their television partners to say it. There will be signage. There will be things that you see. But nobody that loves this team is going to call that place anything other than Arrowhead Stadium. And we all know that, which makes me kind of laugh. If the Chiefs can squeeze money out of people, you know, and get this money and get somebody to name the field that nobody's ever going to say, good for them. It's private business. Good for them. But Geehaw Field, no, count me out. I'm not going to be talking about Geehaw Field at Arrowhead Stadium. It's Arrowhead Stadium, period, end of statement. That's what it is. Until the cancel culture gets it, that's what it is. And maybe they'll circle up now. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll come after Chiefs. Maybe they'll come after Arrowhead. Maybe they'll come after everything. And get it all. It won't stop until they get it all. Geehaw Field. I understand it. It's what we live in. The Chiefs are going to get the revenue. And Geehaw now has the naming rights to the field at Arrowhead. But don't lose your mind over this. Don't freak out and get upset. It's not the end of the world. It's okay. All of us, everyone who's been Chiefs fans their whole life that is born, raised in Kansas City, or even if you just recently moved here and you're a Chiefs fan, you know the place is Arrowhead Stadium. That's what we know. That's what we love. And that's not going to change. You don't have to say it. So you don't have to say it. If their television partner wants to say it, let them say it. We don't have to say it. And so that's how that works. And the Royals have announced they're going to do 10,000 fans for opening day. And in the month of April, I think the Royals have their sights on upping this thing fast. In their press release, they made reference to the number of people that have had COVID and or vaccines and all this, that they're being uber safe here with 10,000 people early on in the season. I think the Royals, I think baseball is going to get to a place fairly quickly, maybe by the All-Star break or shortly thereafter, where full capacity. We're going to go full capacity. And I have almost no doubt the NFL will do full capacity next year. So these are good things. It was nice to see the Royals say that. John Sherman's the new, you know, owner, for lack of a better term, managing partner. And he says he's excited for the first time to welcome fans to the stadium for his new team. He bought the team in 2019. Your lifelong dream, right? You finally own your sports team. He bought the team in 2019, and he has never welcomed a fan in. It's 2021, and he's never had a fan in his stadium. Wow. So the Royals are going to do that. We'll talk more about that in the coming days as we get more information and see exactly where the whole thing is headed. So, as I mentioned, a little shorter than normal here on the podcast, but I appreciate you joining me. We are off and traveling this weekend, and we'll begin our podcasts from Arizona with the Royals next week on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. For additional VIP-only podcasts, live streaming of breaking news, sports wagering tips from the experts, and in-person special events, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron for as little as $5 per month.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.